Welcome to the TACcast, everybody. This is Optimus with my co-host Fenrir765. He's very esteemed and he's very cool, and we have a very, very special guest, a really awesome guy, a guy I have not got to game or talk to enough lately. Welcome to the show, Fireman. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Hell yeah, brother. It's good to have you on here. I'm super excited. Fenrir, how's your day going?
Oh, it's been a day. It's been a day. But you know what? We're here to talk video games. We're here to talk about our, you know, what we do with our free time and the good in the world. And, you know, I'd be remiss to say we've hit the 1 year anniversary of our 2 week stay at home life. And, you know, I don't know where we are in the world. I don't know where you guys are in the world, but I hope everybody's doing well and things are treating you well. But I hope you've been able to enjoy a lot of video games through this year and play some fun stuff and just enjoy whatever Xbox, PlayStation has provided us, or PC, I guess, Nintendo as well, provided us over the last year, because there's been some good stuff. And we have a lot of really interesting news stories to go through this week. But, I mean, let's talk about what we're playing. I mean, that's why we're here. So, what have you been playing?
Well, I'm still working on, I'm still having fun with Black Ops Cold War, PvP, and Outbreak. Been slowly leveling up all my gear in Zombies mode for Outbreak. I'm chipping away at Project Warlock. That's a game I bought, it was around my birthday or something, and I played through the first few areas, and then I think Cold War came out. Something distracted me from it, but now I'm back at it trying to finish it. It gets a lot harder, but you can level up your character, and the melee build is pretty fun, and actually is a little overpowered, but it's cool. That's that retro FPS that's inspired by, like, Doom, Hexen, and Duke Nukem. It was made by, like, an 18-year-old kid in a small team. It's a pretty fun game. I definitely, if you like those older-style shooters, check that out. And I've been playing Borderlands 3 a lot again. I got my flak up to 65, and that's been really fun.
Nice.
They did a hot fix where they basically broke my Amara Ties That Bind build. She doesn't do nearly as much damage, so I actually rebuilt one today. I went back into the melee tree, but also in her new skill tree that's in the director's cut. And that's got the ice, the cryo damage. And so I'm having a lot of fun. Or the designer's cut, the director's cut's the next one coming out. So I tested that out today in SlaughterStar 3000, and I wasn't really having any trouble. So I think I'm on the right track. I might have to tweak the build a little bit here and there. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I've been playing. How about you?
Well, I mean, I'd be remiss to not talk about words. Exactly. Fireman, what have you been up to? I mean, you've been on a little bit of a break, and, you know, we all need that from time to time. We got life to deal with, and glad you're here joining us tonight. But, you know, what have you been jamming with on your video games?
I actually haven't been doing a ton of gaming. Probably I've been, like, on and off. I'll play a little bit here and there, probably for the last, I'd say, 6 months. I hit Valhalla pretty hard when it came out. I beat it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did see you playing that. I'm looking forward to getting that game later online.
I got Immortals Fenyx Rising, which is almost, I would say, the Breath of the Wild version of Assassin's Creed Valhalla, but it's set on Roman times. So I guess kind of like Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I really like it. I stopped playing it. Today was the first time I played it in like 2 months. And I was kind of, it can be intimidating not playing for a while, and then you're like, oh my God, what button does what? Left trigger aims and right trigger shoots type deal. And I'm like, man, I really, really like this game. So Immortals, trying to get back into Cold War. I know Hops gives me a hard time because I always invite him to play these games that come out, hype them up. He buys them, and then I disappear for like a month or two.
Black Ops 4.
That happens in Black Ops 4. That happened in Modern Warfare. Mm-hmm. And then, well,
I can't blame you for Cold War. I jumped into Cold War like head first, so I can't blame you on that one. You're clear now.
So, yeah, you know, I'm just kind of, I'm more finishing up on Immortals. I'd say maybe I'm about halfway. Call of Duty is just always fun to play, and just kind of sitting back, I read up on what people are talking about. I've been reading a lot of Outriders and downloading that right now just to see how it is. The other day I jumped in somebody's game and Call of Duty, the new zombies open world shenanigans. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. So right now, the Outbreak, it's tons of fun.
Yeah, I'm just kind of getting back into the things and seeing what people are going to be playing. Especially, I enjoy co-op multiplayer games, so that's always fun. I hear you talking about Amara and builds on Borderlands, and that's like a whole different language to me. It's been so long, so just slowly easing back into it.
Well, that's we're glad that you're getting back in there, and we're glad that you're joining in and having some fun with us again. Yeah, I've been dicking around with Cold War like most times. You know, I finally booted up the multiplayer and played that Apocalypse map with you, Hop, the other night, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Then the PvP stuff's great.
Yeah, still toying around with some Gears Tactics and PUBG every now and then. You know, with this new Daylight Savings Time thing, I might be playing a little bit more PUBG with Hybrid and all those guys, because my buddy Hop is now an hour behind further. So that will impact things. But I also been playing the heck out of the Outriders demo that you just mentioned earlier, Fireman. The only way I can describe Outriders is Mass Effect meets Gears. Mass Effect abilities meets Gears cover system, which meets Borderlands loot, which meets Doom's heal regeneration style. So,
well, it rewards your aggressive gameplay with
yes,
with health.
Yeah. Yep. So it's a lot of fun, and if you haven't had a chance yet, Hop, I definitely suggest you try the Trickster class.
Yeah, I will. I tried the Devastator, which I liked, because that's kind of like just being a tank. Like, you just run in and just beat the crap out of stuff, which is kind of my style.
Well, the Trickster is a short-range class where you get in there, but it's get in and get out, but you use some time mechanics, which is really cool. You create like a time bubble that slows everything down inside of it. You also have like a charge ability that teleports you behind an enemy. And then your melee slows an enemy down. You can cause like an area effect as well if you're nice. Sprinting with your melee.
Yeah, I have it installed. I might have to get with you and try. Because once you get to a certain point, right, when you make another character, you can go right to where you can pick your skill tree thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm at that point, I think so.
Once you beat I think you could skip it. I don't even think you have to beat it. I think you can just, once you get through the prologue the first time, you can jump ahead all the time. So yeah, I'm down to play it, run through it. And the cool thing is everything carries over, and they just announced Outriders is on Game Pass.
Day
so,
one.
So that's even, honest, even better. Dude. Yeah. I mean, I feel for people, you know, there's a lot of people complaining that, oh, I played on PC and it's not on Game Pass PC, or I played on PlayStation, but my progress is not going to carry over to my Xbox playthrough. I'm like, guys, come on. It's like 3 hours of the intro that you can probably bust through in an hour and a half if you know what you're doing. So not a big deal. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm playing. But let's get into some news. I mean, it's been a busy couple weeks. You know, today there's a lot of things that dropped out. One of the big things that kind of came out was there was a lot of talk with Microsoft getting into the VR game with the Xbox Series consoles because of their new headset that released. And out in Italy, somebody was trying to test it out and came up with some message that talked about update your VR headset.
What? Oh, I didn't see that story.
Yeah, well, Microsoft came out and said that was just a anomaly in their bug reporting system. Mm-hmm. So
sure,
they have no plans for VR right now, so you know, don't get your hopes up, I guess.
I'm not a fan of VR, but I know a lot of people dig it, so I just think it would be a cool option for people.
You know, it's coming. VR or holograms, like one of those two things. I mean, I prefer a holodeck than VR too. You know, I'd rather be jamming out with light inside of a force field. We're Sithy when you need them to talk about holodecks from Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Yeah, so Then you have you also have what, Jade Raymond, who is a pretty well-known game developer. She's launched her own studio, Haven, today. But they're going to make PlayStation exclusives. I don't always say but. They are making PlayStation exclusives. She's formerly with EA Motive when she did the Battlefront 2 story. EA Motive, Battlefront 2 story with... what's that girl? Eden? Whoever the main character in Battlefront 2's campaign missions, which I thought was pretty cool. Then she took over Google Stadia's entertainment game studio, which was shut down pretty quick after doing nothing, I guess. So there's that. But so good news for PlayStation, you get another IP. This is an independent studio, so it's not owned by anybody, but she will probably get a lot of backing from PlayStation. I think I can't remember some of the other things that she was involved in, so I'm sure people in Discord will let me know when this episode posts. Here's a really cool story. Rockstar paid a fan $10,000 for fixing a load time bug in their PC version of GTA 5. Weak. So, yeah, apparently took like 6 minutes to load on PC, and he got it. He resolved an issue in their code and knocked it down to 1:50.
$10,000 to fix something that's been going on for 3 console generations.
Yeah.
I mean, jeez, man. I've been playing Grand Theft Auto since the 360, and this guy gets 10 grand pretty much saying, like, thank you for your work. Bye.
Well, and it's funny. I guess he posted and said,
how much,
like,
money has that Grand Theft Auto made? In this?
Oh, billions, I'm sure, at this point. But they
something's better than nothing, I guess. But come on.
When he posted the fix, he was like, "It could, you know, Rockstar can have this fixed in a day now." Like, he pretty much put, like, "Here's the ball, it's in your side of the court, Rockstar. Get this damn thing fixed for everybody." So that was kind of cool to see. Hop and I were talking about this. The actress for Mara in Call of Duty, she hosted on her Twitch two people actively cheating in a Call of Duty tournament, Warzone tournament.
Oh, wow.
And she called them out on Twitter and got them both banned. I thought that was pretty cool that, you know, not only she's an actress, but she's pretty invested and attends to the game that she's part of, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, she got him called out. And then, like, I went down this deep rabbit hole. There's, like, apparently another streamer out there. He's like, all he does is watch other streamers on Twitch and other places and tries to prove that if they're a cheater or not.
Wow.
So, like, there's this whole thing. Like, I mean, Call of Duty needs to get their shit together and figure out how to stop all these aimbots and stuff. I mean, Hop, you stay away from Warzone for this particular reason. Oh,
dude, it's I'm tired of it. Plus, I'm, like, as much as I love Cold War, the way they injected the Cold War stuff into Warzone just feels so forced and weird. And, like, the guns were all broke. They've kind of balanced them now. And then, like, the way they put the zombies in, I wanted to like, but it's still a hot mess. And the cheaters is annoying. Yeah, that's all of that's just kind of pushed me away from Warzone.
I haven't touched Warzone in months, so
I just enjoy the Treyarch engine on Cold War better myself. It's just that game feels better to me.
I've always preferred the Black Ops, the Treyarch.
Yeah,
games.
Me too.
World
yeah.
of War and all that. I really enjoyed it. I don't know what it is. I mean,
they're more arcade like and fun, kind of cheeky. Like, they don't take themselves too seriously. Yeah.
I like the way Modern Warfare looked better, but for some reason the gameplay, I enjoyed it better than the Treyarch games.
Yeah, it feels a little bit more arcadey, like Hop said, and Cold War, which I think I appreciate that. Like, if I want realism, I think I'm gonna go towards more the DICE Battlefield games in my shooters.
Or like Siege. Siege is the most realistic.
Yeah.
Any of those games I've played. I mean, even more than Battlefield. Like, Siege is hardcore. You're like, oh, I just died.
Right, you can die from a sneeze in that game.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's another really cool story that I think is one of those like stats that are created just to make stats. And I'm not knocking this as a negative to Sony, but apparently the PlayStation 5 is the fastest console in US for dollar sales. Like, but why does it have to be dollar sales? Like, it's just such a weird way to state that to me. Like, they've made the most money the fastest out of any console in US history. So congratulations, PlayStation. You're making lots of money. So is Nintendo. So is Xbox, and so is Nvidia right now, and AMD. So, you know, it's just an interesting stat that they had to put that with the dollar sales piece. You know, you guys are gonna hear my dog for the next few minutes while I chat. So sorry, guys, but Hop, you've been trying to get me to watch this movie, Tenet.
Yeah.
For a while now.
Story.
I think I found the way I'm going to watch it, and that's going to, I'm going to get my Game Boy Advance out and watch it through the five cartridges.
Yeah, that's.
All right.
That would ruin the sound mix of that movie quite a bit.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure it's going to be Dolby Atmos on the Game Boy. You're going to need like 50 Game Boy Advances, but you'll get it done.
That's just wild. What people decide, like, you know, I'm gonna put this 2020 release into a five cartridges to play on my Game Boy Advance. Like, it just amazes me that people go through this.
This is what happens when you've been at home for a year.
Yeah, true, very true. Also, more Halo Infinite news, a game that we are all looking forward to, and that's no dual wielding or playable elites, but you can knock enemies off the Halo ring.
See, I'm not sure how I'm one of the people that kind of liked dual wielding. I'm not saying it was the greatest thing, but if that feature came back, I wouldn't be sad. I don't care that much about playing elites, but I always thought it was kind of cool that it was there for people that did.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. That requires, maybe they'll add that later on the line. I know that they're kind of, I mean, the release they showed us all last year was not that great looking, so they're kind of rushing to try and fix this all and get the game out. But yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm hoping the rest is good. I'm hoping these shortcuts are because they're working their butts off trying to make everything else really awesome.
Sure.
See, like I saw it in the first time, like, well, no dual wielding. Like, well, that's Halo. And then I was like, no playable elites. And that was like a big feature that they. And I was like, well, you know what? Maybe it's just like an indication of where they're going with this. And it kind of. Well, maybe it's a good thing, like, hey, they're saying, all right, this is the way we're taking Halo from now on, and this is not what's in our vision.
But there wasn't so dual wielding in 5, right?
There hasn't been dual wielding since 3.
That's what I thought. So
it was 2 and 3, and then they took it out because people complained, and it led to some cheapness. Like, you know,
the plasma pistol in one hand. Yeah.
So I get it. I think there'd be a way to balance it, but that's probably harder to do than I take for granted. So I understand why they're not doing it.
But you get a grappling hook.
Right. Yes.
Come on.
That part's awesome.
That kind of covers like what I need to talk about with news. I know, Hop, you're kind of hurt by this Texas Winter Armageddon that came out.
So. I got a couple of things going on with Borderlands I wanted to talk about. They did a hot fix just last week. And because, you know, people get creative, they find ways to break these looter shooters. And basically the Amara builds had Gearbox decided they were too powerful. And I was using a build very similar to that, sort of based on that build. And they nerfed an item you need in that build into Oblivion, so now that build sucks. So I actually rebuilt my Amara today in a different way. But the snowstorm delayed the director's cut add-on. It was supposed to come out, I think, this coming Tuesday, and now it's delayed till April 8th, which I'm okay with because I'm playing some other stuff. And but that's the week after Outriders comes out, so we'll see how much I play of that. I may dive headfirst into Outriders because it's on Game Pass, and I want to try and play that as much as I can while I don't have to pay for it. You know what I mean? And then the Borderlands movie. Can they just stop? Can we just pretend that doesn't exist?
I was going to try to sneak attack you with that at the end of this episode. Oh, my goodness. That, come on. Ivan Drago's son, Victor Drago, is going to be Krieg. Like,
yeah, that's probably the best casting in the games or in the movie so far, because all the other casting is like a train wreck.
Well, and then there's
Jack Black as Claptrap is okay. I'm okay with that, but the other casting's really bad.
Well, and then they have Haley Bennett, who is playing some brand new role that's somehow connected to Lilith. So that's,
yeah, dumpster fire.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
You know, I may just fly out to Arizona just so we can watch this movie in a theater somewhere, drink a beer, and enjoy it together. And I will pay for your ticket. It would
probably be cheaper for me to fly to Indiana, so me, you, McSwitch, Anthem, we can all go see it and just rag on it.
Or love it.
No. No. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a dumpster fire.
It's going to be great.
Well, you know what? You know what isn't a dumpster fire, and that is the Tagcast. And we would love to have you on the show. So if you're interested in enjoying the show, please come let me know, let Hop know, and we'd love to get you on. We try to make it fun and painless. Fireman came back after a long hiatus, so we ought to obviously do something right. And, you know, just reach out, and we would love to get your opinion on the world of video games. And if you have a topic that is near and dear to your heart related to video games, we'd love to dive deep into that and hear more about it. So again, come on the show, let me know, and we'll just keep on trucking, and hopefully we get you all here at some point. Hop, what's going on in the community?
Well, we have our game night, and that's on Thursday nights, and this Thursday was going to be Mass Effect 3 multiplayer, but early reports from Anthem and some other people say it runs like a dumpster fire on the backwards compatible. I believe the rumors are we're possibly doing Star Wars Battlefront 2 instead, was the last thing I saw in the Game Night channel. I guess, ping, are you dead? On the Discord, or check for Are You Dead on Xbox Live and see what they're playing. March 25th is Halo 5. That'll be a guaranteed lock-in there. That runs out March. Friday nights is Fight Club. Warlock and I took it upon ourselves to test the new Samurai Showdown with the Series X update. And although the game runs better, looks a little bit cleaner, feels smoother, the netcode is total dumpster fire. It's garbage, and it's pretty much not even worth playing online. It's great local play. Online, don't touch it. So we went back to MK11, which ran like hot butter. What else is going on in our community that involves those things that are still made of paper, Finn?
Yes, the Tag Book Club for the more sophisticated Tag members, or people who just like to read books, I guess. They usually dabble in the science fiction or fantasy realm, but this month, Hybrid Havoc selected the book A Borrowed Man, a novel, is what it's called. It's a science fiction novel from Gene Wolfe and a celebrated offer of the Book of the New Sun series. And it talks about something about perhaps 100 years in the future, civilization's gone. You know, things happen, and there's robots and clones, and it talks about a guy who's a borrowed person, who's a clone living on the third tier shelf in a public library. So, I did that book no justice with its description that I just skimmed through really quickly. I hope you read it, I hope you enjoyed it, but add yourself to the book club rule, and you can learn a little bit more about it. So that brings us to the deep dive of this episode. And if you have not been living under a rock, you probably are aware that Microsoft and Bethesda are sitting in a tree, and they are enjoying
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
And they are enjoying it, and they are now all one big family. Microsoft now owns Bethesda, and they Softworks or Media or whatever it's called, the parent company of them.
They own the whole Bethesda ZeniMax empire.
Yeah, like they're $7.5 billion. The ink is dry, and a lot of people got even more rich. I was going to say rich, but they probably already were rich. And Microsoft just gained a billion properties that are pretty exciting. And
a bunch of them dropped on Game Pass this week.
Yeah, 20 of them. And yeah, many of them were retros of some of your favorite, one of your favorite franchises, Hop. So I want to pose this question quickly. Out of the Bethesda portfolio, what is like one of your favorite or two favorite IPs, intellectual properties that you really enjoy and love?
You want me to go first?
Sure.
Elder Scrolls, the base Elder Scrolls series. Freaking love those games. I know people are like, oh, they're not going to make those exclusive, are they? And I think they will. I think they're going to do a timed exclusive. I think they're going to want to push sales of the Series X and sales of Windows. So they're going to be like Elder Scrolls 6 exclusive Windows and Xbox. Because that's what you do when you have something like that. If you want to push people into your ecosystem, right? They buy an Xbox, they get a PC, they're like, oh, let me get this Game Pass thing. Boom, they're locked in like the rest of us. Yeah, they can't go anywhere.
If it's on PC, then it's not an exclusive, you Xbox loser.
Yeah, but Sony's doing the same thing with a bunch of their games. They're doing PlayStation and then a PC port. So
don't say that too loud. They'll be mad.
I would say what's on. I mean, they own, so Bethesda owns its software. So I guess I gotta go for my other game. I gotta say the Doom franchise. I'm not the biggest fan.
Shocker!
Right? I'm not the biggest fan of Doom Eternal. I'm actually going to, I think I'm going to reinstall it and try and give it another go. I don't care for the jumpy, twitchy gameplay they put in Doom, but I love that franchise, something fierce. It's one of my all-time favorite gaming franchises.
Fireman, where would you sit on the Bethesda?
Your mind is going to be blown by this, maybe, but I've never played any of the Elder Scrolls games. I've never played through any of the Wolfenstein series.
All right, it's time. Fireman can just go. I'm done. I'll see you guys later. Are you serious, man? Well, now you can because you got Game Pass.
I mean, I guess I'm going to try them.
Dude, Wolfenstein New Order, if you play anything out of what just dropped on the Game Pass, Wolfenstein New Order is amazing.
And New Colossus is also really good.
Amazing. That's not on Game Pass, though. Yeah.
It will be soon. Yeah. But yeah.
New Order's better, though.
I hear you can stick away from the old blood. Or not the old blood, but yeah, the young blood.
Yeah, old blood is okay. It's like basically they took levels that they, when they kind of trimmed the fat off of New Order that were like a flashback, and they made it into an entire game. It's not nearly as good as New Order.
Hmm.
All right, but what? So, Fallout?
What?
Fallout? Is there any games you've played? Have you played any Bethesda games?
I played Fallout 76.
That's true, yeah.
And the reason I played Fallout 76 is just to give it a try, because it was like, oh, it's completely different from Fallout 4, that I thought it was so boring and I hate it.
Yeah, I didn't care for Fallout 4 myself. Don't let Yankee listen to this episode.
So I haven't played any of the other Fallouts because I just didn't play Fallout.
Oh, dude, 3 and New Vegas were amazing, but yep. They're 360 games. They don't look that pretty, but the gameplay is good.
I mean, I could download New Vegas and see what happens.
New Vegas is cool because it's like a Wild West cowboy meets like 60s heist.
First Prey on like, I guess it was the original Xbox.
Right.
So
me too. I have not played this new one that got the FPS boost, so I'm kind of interested in checking that out.
So, I mean, I was just more excited for Xbox to have something new for the people that like these type of games. But for me, there wasn't something that kind of jumped out. Maybe Rage 2, and it reminded me a lot of Far Cry, the newer ones.
Right.
Far Cry's.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what reminded me of a lot. But
I have not played Rage 2 either. I only played the first one.
Definitely going to give that a try. Other than that, man, it's just kind of just glad to have new stuff. You know.
Gonna get a lot of new stuff, that's for sure. Dishonored, I love that series.
Got a frame boost too.
I think it is a highly underrated series. Arkane Studios has done some great work with that, so I feel like it's not gonna get any more love for at least a very long time, but I think it's a great series. It's probably one of my favorites. And then Doom as well. Like, I remember playing Doom back on a Mac Apple computer long, long time ago at a friend's house, and I was like, what is this magic? And got obsessed.
Because it was Doom on a Mac? Is that what the magic was?
That probably is what it was. But it was just, I'm pretty sure it was the freeware version that I was playing.
The shareware. The shareware. The first episode.
Yeah,
first levels.
Yeah, I played the hell out of that over and over again. One day I think I need to go back and just like do a run through of the whole classic Doom series. And
dude, the coolest part about the ones they've put on Xbox, because I bought them when they put them mm-hmm. out, is they've also included a bunch of the community mods that you can install. So you can play John Romero's 25th anniversary sigil mod for the original Doom, which is like this new master suite of levels designed by John Romero himself, and they are awesome. They are freaking hard, but worth playing. Really fun. And there's a bunch of other community map packs and levels to install for free on Doom 1 and Doom 2.
Well, and you know, Doom inspired obviously one of the greatest games of all time, and that was the Chex Quest video game. That
that add-on is not in there. Just for
damn.
You, I looked.
Nothing can beat running around as a Chex warrior wearing a piece of rice or,
and
you know,
for the record, people,
wheat.
That's the second time Chex Quest has been on the podcast.
It's a great, great game. The history of that game is awesome. If you don't know anything about it, check it out. Bethesda, that's a huge acquisition, and it has caused so many ruffles and ripples through the gaming world. I mean, I've listened to a lot of different shows, and a lot of different people speculate and talk about, oh, is it going to be exclusive or not exclusive, And honestly, I don't care what they decide to do. One, because I'm an Xbox player and I have that luxury, right? So I feel sorry for you PlayStation-only people. I really do hope that, like Hop mentioned, that there is some time exclusivity for some of the established IPs like Elder Scrolls and Fallout or whatever to come out on maybe PlayStation later on. But my theory is
games that have crossplay. I don't want to limit who I play with.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, my theory is this: like, eventually, Game Pass will make its way through a backdoor way to PlayStation devices through a browser-based thing, like they're gonna do with iPhone. I imagine that will happen at some point. So I do think that if you really wanted to play those, it won't be hard for you to do it. Hell, you know. There's already talk of xCloud making its way to TV smart apps. So, like, it won't be hard to play it eventually. We don't need to go into the semantics, the details, or the finer points of, you know, streaming games. But I think that the access to this catalog of games won't be hard for PlayStation-only people if they choose to seek them out. So, but I think that it's cool that Microsoft is honoring the deals, like with Bullet Loop and Ghostwire Tokyo. So those will still stay on PlayStation for their timed exclusive nice. Deals that were honored. I'm sure the Indiana Jones game that was announced, that Machine Games, who did Wolfenstein, will probably be multi-platform because that is coming from Lucasfilm Games. So I imagine they want that everywhere as much as possible. So we'll see how that happens. But I think it's kind of cool. I think it's awesome that Microsoft did this. It immediately boosted their portfolio, immediately boosted their reputable studios. I mean, now they have like 1,000 game studios under their umbrella. They even created an old like subsidiary company called The Vault, or Vault, that will house all of Bethesda's game studios and IPs. So, I mean, I think it's pretty awesome. Hop, you did mention something earlier that I thought was pretty cool. What is it, like five? Yeah, five of their games is getting that FPS boost, is what they're calling it.
Yesterday, Skyrim, Fallout 4, Fallout 76, Prey, and Dishonored 1 and 2 all got a optional. It's just like the HDR now. They've added the option in the latest Xbox update. I want to say right-click, but it's not right-click. You hit start, bring up the sub-menu, and you can decide whether you want to turn frame boost on or off. Now, frame boost on some of the games, they'll stay 4K and hit 60 frames. I know on Fallout 76 and Fallout 4, when you have frame boost on so the game runs at a lock 60, it does drop the resolution down to around 1080p. But if frame rate is more your concern, and you're playing on a 1080p TV like some people, then that's not going to bother you at all. I have not tried it. I don't have either of those games installed. I've been tempted to reinstall Fallout 76 because I honestly haven't played it since before they even fixed it by adding the NPCs. Like, the last time I played Fallout 76 is kind of when it was a hot train wreck that first month it was out, and I kind of walked away and was like, nah, I'm good. So, but I'm looking forward to checking it out. Really tempted to play Skyrim again, but I'm also don't want to get sucked back into that game.
Yeah, that'll happen. I'm sure our buddy Anthem will be testing out that frame rate boost for sure. Yeah. I think this FPS boost thing is pretty wicked. I mean, I was listening to the Kind of Funny podcast, the Xbox podcast, and they had Jason Ronald on there from Microsoft, who's like their platform dude. And if you're a fan of beards, I'm sure I've mentioned this dude has like the most epic beard of all time. Like, I guess he's been growing it for like 20 years.
Is he the guy that was also part of the Series X design? Like, it's really freakishly long. It's like 3 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Or
Yeah. He's like one of the, in charge of that whole team. And like, his team is also the team that did a lot of the backwards compatible stuff. Yeah. And then, but the thing is, like, all this FPS boosting is all done on the hardware software side of the Xbox. It's not done by any of the developers.
Right. This is like, it's like a little DirectX. I watched a thing where it's like a DirectX hack or like workaround to double the frame rate on games that had an older locked 30 FPS mode.
So one of the things he said that was really cool, that they test all these games, right? And they're applying these tricks because some tricks work on some games and some tricks work on other games. And they're doing these things to test it out and get the frame rates boosted to the 60 frames or whatever it is. And they would get all the way through the game and they get to like the final boss. And then all of a sudden the final boss is like animating at like 5 times the speed that it typically would animate at. So they can't use this FPS boost. So it's like they're doing their homework on it. They're doing their due diligence. They test all the parts of the game. They try to find everything to make sure that when the game gets the FPS boost, the initial or the original vision of the game isn't impacted that much in terms of its art or style, because they've had some silly things happen where like one boss is moving triple speed during a cutscene or whatever because of the frame rate boost. And you know, I think it's just awesome that they're doing it. Like, I really think Microsoft is hitting home runs left and right when it comes to these features like FPS boost on the backwards compatible games, the auto HDR on, you know, their entire library of 360 and even Xbox One games that didn't have HDR built into it. Like, that's stuff that they didn't have to do, right? Mm-hmm. And they're doing it, and they're honoring like game preservation in a whole. And I think that is just really cool to see. And I am curious to see what this team comes up with next. Cause I mean, I'm sure they're testing the FPS boost more and they will probably get back to backwards compatibility.
I need Gears 3 with that FPS boost so I can play it at 60 frames.
Why don't they just do a full remaster of 2 and 3?
Yeah, that would be dope. And take Gears Ultimate and put it in 4K because it's only in 1080p.
Gears of War Master Chief Collection? Oh, no.
Oh, I wanted that from the beginning, but all we got was backwards compatible editions. Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's awesome. I mean, the FPS boost.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. So, you know, a couple people were like, oh, this is crap. It cuts the resolution. And I'm like, dude, it's optional. And this wasn't like developer. This is like a bonus feature and people are crapping on it. I've heard a couple people.
Yeah.
Like okay, this didn't cost you anything. You didn't have to pay anything. It's totally optional. You can leave it off if you want to. Like, what's the big deal? But, you know, people just like to crap on other people's pizza, and that's not cool.
Whoa, I got pizza coming.
Oh! Is there pineapple on the pizza?
It's not such thing. It's some kind of dessert you're talking about.
Well, I mean, yeah, so it's crazy. What is something with this Bethesda deal, going back to that for a second, like, what are you most excited about now that Bethesda is under the Microsoft umbrella, I guess?
New content.
Straight up Elder Scrolls 6 Day 1 Game Pass on my Xbox.
Now that is...
that's all
with, like if you want to buy an Xbox and you're interested in Bethesda, yeah, you've played all these great games, but it's like, what's coming next?
Mm-hmm.
Like... Yeah, you know, wow, you know, Bethesda, Microsoft, amazing. And then you get another Fallout 76, and you're like, wow, nothing. But the potential for something amazing to come out is there, and I think that's what's going to get people to jump on.
And I think that's what Starfield is right now. That's like the next big mainline Bethesda studio game that is supposed to come out. With... We still don't know anything about it, other than it's a science fiction type game, so... I'm curious.
I wouldn't turn down if they remastered or redid or somehow made the original Elder Scrolls, as clunky as they are, 1, 2, and 3. No, we have Morrowind is 3. Oblivion's Elder Scrolls 4. Yeah, mm-hmm. Elder Scrolls 1 and 2. I always think of those games as 3 games, but it's 2 games. I wouldn't mind playing those. I never got to play them, so it would be
cool. I loved Morrowind, and when they announced that on Game Pass and Oblivion, I'm really tempted. I just know I don't have the time for it.
Yeah. I played Oblivion.
That game could use an FPS boost.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fun, though. It's so good.
True.
I want them to also, I don't know if they're going to be able to do it, if they could do a 60 FPS update to Elder Scrolls Online. That would probably require an actual software engine patch and not just an FPS boost. That game's too big, I think, to try an FPS boost on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think that we're going to be in for a ride with everything that Bethesda is going to be doing. Starfield, obviously Elder Scrolls, whatever the next Fallout's going to be. I can't wait to see what Arkane Studios comes up with next, because, like I said, Dishonored is one of my favorite games in the Bethesda catalog. If you like stealth, if you like kind of, you know, sneaking around and effing people up with all sorts of crazy ass powers, Dishonored is a game that you should try. And then, like, again, also having games that have the choice, like the ability to attack a mission this, you know, through guns blazing or through stealth. Again, Dishonored, play it. So Fireman, if you haven't played Dishonored or Wolfenstein, you should go play those games when you get a chance.
Looking through it. That's, thanks for the recommendations probably here in about a week or so. I'm working on getting a new display, and I definitely want to try that. 4K, be nice.
Kind of and then
4K with HDR?
He was talking like the big guns. He was talking about going for that LG CX. Ooh. OLED.
I'm working on a little setup. I'll tag you guys on my work in progress right now.
Right on.
But, well, gentlemen, you know, it's always a blast when we get together and we chat. Hop, I mean, you know, daylight savings time is an evil, evil thing.
No, I know. I'm sorry, buddy. It puts me in California time, and it puts me an hour further away from you now.
Just an hour away. Hour further away.
Hour further. 3 hours now.
I mean, I feel like there's a sad country song about this somewhere.
Probably.
Yeah. I'll find it. But, it's always good to have it. And Fireman, thanks for coming on the show again. Sure, you know, it's been a while since we had you, and you're always welcome to join us. You got any last words? Anything, any shout outs you want to make before we, end the show this evening?
Welcome to the new people, that are listening. Podcast is pretty good way to kind of let the crew know who you are and what you're about and what you're playing. That'll be don't be shy. Don't think that because you haven't been here that long, we wouldn't want to have you on the show, especially if you want to kind of jump in right away and see what's going on in the community.
Walk-ins are welcome. Or like a barbershop. Just, yeah. All
it's
right.
Like the barbershop from Coming to America, though.
Hop, any final thoughts?
No, man, just feel free to jump in on the adultgamer.com Discord. Hit us up, add us on Xbox Live. You can find our gamer tags there. If you want to get on the show, hit us up here. Let's get you on the show. Let's talk some stuff, some games, have some laughs. If you haven't yet, check out Coming to America 2 on Amazon Prime. It was pretty funny. I laughed my butt off.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
How about
it's
you,
on my
friend?
List. You know, just Fenrir765 at the adultgamer.com Discord. We love to chat about whatever and anything. Random channels back up in action. We'll see what I come up with or Dead Meat comes up with as the subject du jour, if you will. I think I made it 80s night for a little bit. So
it's
see
still,
what
it's still 80s night right now.
Yeah.
As of this moment on the podcast.
I think, I don't know. It. Inspiration hits when it hits, and I change it when it happens. So you never know what random channel or what is still manscaping will be. So please check it out. Check out any other channels. Join in the conversation chat. I promise we don't bite that hard. And, you know, we'd love to have you on the show, all that jazz. But until then, stay safe, have a good time, play some video games, and we will see you on the flippity flip.